Track 20.
This is Radio Air 2, broadcasting from Southampton, and I'm Celine Jones. Today on Teens Talk, we are going to focus on the topic of student debt. I am pleased to welcome Mike Rowling from the Citizens Advice Bureau, who can give us some expert advice on financial problems. I'd also like to welcome Debbie and Kieran, two students at Southampton University. Let's start with you, Kieran and Debbie. Could you tell our listeners something about your financial problems? Debbie?
Yes, we are both in our last year at university and we have to study a lot for our final exams. The problem is that we just don't have time for our part-time jobs. And unfortunately, we've gotten into financial difficulties.
That's right. While we had our part-time jobs, we could live quite comfortably. We could pay for food and clothes, and even have a night out now and again.
That's right. We could even afford to go on holiday last summer. We got a cheap flight to Ibiza, and the hotel was quite basic.
But the problem was that food and drinks were separate. And before we went, we didn't realise that Ibiza is quite expensive.
When we got back here to Southampton, we had run up quite a bit of debt on our credit cards. And of course we still had our running costs, you know, rent, electricity and food.
Yes, and when I think about the student loans we got for our studies, I just don't know how I'm going to pay all that money back. Most students end up with a load of debts before they start earning real money.
Right. I think it's time to bring in Mike Rowling. Mike, what advice can you give Debbie and Kieran?
Well, first of all, Kieran and Debbie, you should know that you're not alone with this problem. The average student in the UK owes about £20,000 after his or her studies. About half of that is the student loan. On top of that, a lot of students have to pay back bank loans and any money they may have borrowed from their families.
OK. But what would you advise us to do?
Well, the first thing I would suggest that you do to sort out your financial problems is to make two lists. On the first list, you should write down all of the places where you have debts. Let's call it the debts list. You should put the debts in order of priority, starting with the debts which must be paid back first. Then, you should make a second list. Let's call it the expenses list. You should write down how much you spend in a normal month. That can help you to work out where you could cut back on your spending. In this way, you would save some money to pay off your credit card debts.
That sounds good. Mike, what about having even more?